Oh, wow, which seems like such a shallow word to start a conversation with. Wow, I like your name. I like the fact your name is Y. Give me the translation.
It's lemon, is how it's said in Ethiopia. And it means Y in Ethiopia. And nobody is called Y.
But you're such a curious person.
Yeah, the name fits the person, right? I'm a poet by trade. You know, and I did not know that my name was Y when I became a poet.
And a wordsmith that I've literally only fleeted across in the past. Some of your projects have come through my feeds, and yet to get to see you today wrap up the Thinking Digital Manchester, the first Thinking Digital Manchester, hopefully the first of many, and to have such an emotional roller coaster, really, you had everybody on their seats with, you know, head in hands at one point and then laughing their pants off the next.
I wanted emotion to be in there. Mm. I wanted it to be personal. I wanted, you know, the idea of digitization to be totally personalized within one story, one narrative. It was really important to me, and I think Herb is incredible. This Thinking Digital thing is quite incredible. I'm really glad it's in Manchester, and it was an honor to be able to contribute.
So your talk touched upon so many personal stories. Is there anything you would have liked to have added? Because 20 minutes for someone who knows how to wield words is a short amount of time.
Yeah, it finished. And what I didn't say was that that Superman was a foster child, James and the Giant Peach, my own favourite, a woman of the digital world, Lisbeth Salander, from the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, was adopted, fostered, and institutionalised. James and the Giant Peach, Oliver Twist, David Copperfield, Lisbeth Salander, Cinderella was fostered, Superman was fostered. You know, the X-Men, half of those kids are in foster, not in foster care, sorry, in children's home, in a big children's home. You know, we are front and centre in popular culture. And what I wanted to say is that what digitisation allows is for ideas that have been ignored to breathe life. And that idea that Harry Potter was a foster child exposes the fact that our society has not made that link. You know, that foster children, adopted children, orphan children are extraordinary because they use extraordinary skills to deal with that extraordinary situation on a daily basis. And I want to trumpet that from the top of the hacienda.
Does it make you grow up faster being in that kind of environment? Do you feel that the childhood was taken from you in some ways?
It makes you grow up faster, but if you grow up properly, you will come to yourself, as I do, determined to know humour and to know what it is to laugh. It's no good growing up and thinking that you are grown if you cannot appreciate the light as much as know the dark. It's really important for me that the goal of being happy, being well, it's one of my aims at the university, that students have feel well, is a really important part of your growth, whatever industry you're in. And actually, it will feed your productivity, your creativity, and your sense of self, that you're in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right damn thing.
Tell me about you wear a lot of hats, but particularly at the university, tell me about what it is you actually have to do and how challenging this is with further education being under a lot of stress at the moment.
Well, further education needs a positive story, and what has rippled through the university is a positive story that LEMSSA is now the Chancellor of the University of Manchester. I mean, you know, I have lecturers stopping me in the street to shake my hand, students trying to take a selfie. I took a selfie with the Vice-Chancellor at my speech when I was made Chancellor officially. So on one level, symbolically, I am a symbol of the power of creativity and of this actually incredible university. You know, that when the pressure's on, you need to step up your game, not cower down, you know. And the university is doing that through graphene, through new scholarships, which I'm going to bring to the university. I'm going to encourage the universities to take up. So there is dark and there is light, and I think that this university is one of the Russell Group universities in the country, one of the top universities in the country. It will always have challenges, and we will steady as she goes.
With the quotes and the people that you kind of mentioned in your talk today, that seem to be taking inspiration from a lot of different sources, which kind of surprised me. You know, throwing some Kurt Cobain in there, and so which people really carried you through, really inspired you to write the way you do?
Well, I think it's the creatives for me. You know, the artists and the. But the creative spirit, I think, is the most powerful vehicle for ideas. You know, TED is a creative idea. Thinking digital is a creative idea. So I look for that in people, and I'm inspired by that in people. Today, as much as in my childhood, there's no one, you know, I guess Coleridge's Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
First came about through Iron Maiden, I think.
Right. You know, it's also in Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, it's majorly influenced by that poem. But I think that poem for me, that would be a kind of template for a sort of spiritual malady that can happen to people. And I hold it close to me, actually, that poem.
Where can people find your writings, and in particular the one poem you were going to show us tonight?
Did I say that I was going to show a poem tonight?
Yeah, was it not on the slide?
The FA Cup final one. Yeah, you can go online to the FA Cup official site and just put in Lemsisay final instalment of the FA Cup, and it's called Adventure Flight, and it will just pop up there for you. Go for Invisible Kisses, which gets read at a wedding once every couple of weeks. I was going to read it here, but I didn't. I'm published by Canongate Books, which are a great press. They do Obama and the like. So. You can get them in bookshops as well. I've got to write another one soon.
You feel like, oh, I must write another one soon.
Exactly.
Pages and pages of words just lying around. Tea coat, tea mats.
Yeah.
In the life of a poet.
Much nailed it.
Yeah. Well, thanks again so much. I'm just going to sip this wine and just literally soothe my nerves from that roller coaster, as I say, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming to this event.
Thanks a lot.